Recently, I received a brochure regarding the impact of potash mining on the province and beyond. For those living in the Esterhazy area, home to some of the world's largest potash mining projects, you are likely well-versed when it comes to the importance of potash mining industry. For those less familiar, here are a few facts. Potash is a mineral found underground at varying depths. Once mined, it can be combined with nitrogen and phosphate to create an important fertilizer for crops such as coffee, rice, and corn. In our area alone, the potash industry directly employs well over 1,500 people, with countless other contract and spin-off jobs linked to mining. Throughout Saskatchewan, the potash industry employed 5,841 workers in 2011, either directly or through contractors. In 2011, those employed by the potash industry received $687 million in wages and benefits. Much of that income was spent by workers and their families purchasing goods and services from local businesses and merchants. Saskatchewan is the leading mineral producer in Canada, and potash was Canada's leading mineral by value of production in 2011 at $8 billion. In 2011, the potash industry contributed $947 million in provincial taxes, royalties, and municipal taxes. Despite having such a large economic impact, mining in Saskatchewan occupies only 0.1% of the province's total landmass. Coincidentally, as this column was being developed, I received word of a fire underground at one of the Esterhazy mines early last week. Our mines have a long-standing commitment to safety and ensuring the well-being of their employees. In Saskatchewan, there are over 130 safety professionals employed by mining companies and over 1,000 emergency responders trained at mine sites. Most of these emergency responders use their training outside of the work environment and volunteer with their community fire departments or as first responders. With the training and safety practices in place, it's no surprise that all 318 miners at the Esterhazy mine were safely brought to the surface just a few hours after the fire broke out. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.